We're talking with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Blaine, a big, exciting day as far as one of those things that you've made, kind of marked as a priority, trying to help our cattle producers and all elements of our cattle industry, meat industry.
It absolutely is. The curriculum that Career Tech is offering certainly fills the void that we have as far as workforce and those available to work in the processing sector. And as we have seen through this spring, there's so many of our producers that want to sell locally. They want to get that product out, and they can't get booked in 2020. They maybe can't get booked in 2021. And so Career Tech offering this curriculum and making sure that we have the workforce for these facilities that exists now, but also we've got a lot of entrepreneurs that are wanting to open up a new facility, and they're going to need the staff and the employees too. So our hope is that this helps across all sectors, directly helps those beef producers, but also helps those companies, and a lot of those are in the rural part of the state. So it hits a lot of high points that are very important to us at the department as far as rural economic development and really helping process those commodities that we raise here in Oklahoma.
Does this check any of the boxes that you've heard being needed to be checked from the task force that ODAF and OCA is currently conducting?
You know, it certainly does, Ron, because a lot of folks say, okay, I've got a group that has the capital put together and we're going to get a facility maybe put together, but we need trained or skilled labor. And so I think it always kind of pivots back around to where's the folks to come work in our facility, and do they have the skill set that we need? And certainly, do they know all of the food safety and HACCP guidelines, all those very important pieces? We always want to keep food safety as a priority when we are working in the ag sector. And so I think at all discussions, certainly a lot of discussions that the Beef Task Force has had, that certainly checks a box. And the thing that I'm so impressed with by Career Tech is how quickly they've been able to do this. A lot of times in government, we get criticized a little bit for not doing things very quickly, but I talked to Superintendent Dyer, and the first phone call we had about this was the Friday evening before Memorial Day weekend, and that's pretty quick to put all those pieces together, and certainly all the credit goes to Career Tech and their staff for making this happen.
And from, according to Dr. Mack, the next little step might be more training, which would help in that other big kind of holy grail right now, meat inspectors that we need state and federal level.
You know, that's certainly the next step, and we see a lot of that. We have a lot of those meat inspectors that work for the department from the state perspective, and we work cooperatively with USDA and the FSIS folks. But a lot of folks would run more days right now if they had an inspector in their plant. So if they're state inspected, we may only have enough inspectors to inspect them 2 days a week, and they're saying we'd love to do 5 days a week if you had somebody that could be there. And so getting to that next step and then allowing them to run state inspected 5 days a week instead of having to swap to custom exempt is certainly a great opportunity for all those companies that exist right now.
When you had a chance to kind of add up all the capacity in the state, did it surprise you? The level we have, I know the number I've heard, the shackles, what, 800 or something like that?
You know, it did surprise me, and one thing I was so appreciative, Scott Yates, who's our food safety director, he mapped out where all the facilities were, which ones were custom exempt, state inspected, federally inspected, and for the amount of cattle that we raise here in Oklahoma, we don't do enough beef processing in my mind. A lot of those cattle are sent to neighboring states to be processed, but I think there's a lot of opportunity to expand what we've got, especially those small and medium-sized facilities, and I think a lot of that will be sold locally, and we know that's what our consumers want right now.
And of course, you had one of the state lawmakers here today that has been a big champion of this Oklahoma certified beef type concept, and that would be, I guess, just one of the beneficiaries of something like this.
Absolutely. We're very glad to have Representative Burns here as well as Representative Hilbert. They're great supporters of the ag community, but Ty, pushed some legislation through during an unusual session this spring, and he's talked a lot with his constituents, and I think it's a great opportunity for his Oklahoma certified beef folks that want to have that label and want to market that, and we want to make sure that they have the employees that can process the product and get it to somebody's dinner table.
As far as that task force is concerned, where are we as far as are we going to see some actual recommendations coming from that group fairly soon, or where do we stand on that?
You know, I think that's the next step, Ron, is that we will see some recommendations, but with those recommendations, really a call to kind of the countryside and to the general public about, are these the priorities for you all? Are there things that we're missing? Are there things that we need to address? Because we really need to hear that from all across the board. You know, a lot of times we talk to our producers, but we need to hear from those consumers as well. And so I think here in the next few weeks, you'll see this is what we've kind of hit on as priorities and things that we need to address. And now public, tell us, are we headed the right direction or do we need to pivot a little bit?
Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.